A drone attack has struck an area near Sudan's main international airport in Khartoum, just a day before domestic flights were due to resume for the first time since war erupted in 2023. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Residents reported hearing multiple explosions across several districts early on Tuesday morning. Videos circulating on social media, yet to be verified, appear to show a series of blasts near the airport. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage, and no group has claimed responsibility. The strike came less than 24 hours after Sudan's Civil Aviation Authority announced plans to reopen Khartoum International Airport on Wednesday, following months of repairs by the army, which recaptured the capital from the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, earlier this year. It was the third such attack in the city within a week, after drone strikes targeted two army bases in northwest Khartoum on consecutive days last week. According to the media, a security source said anti-aircraft defenses intercepted several drones after 4 o'clock local time, 2 o'clock GMT, though no further details were given. Khartoum's airport has been closed since April 2023, when fighting first broke out between the army and the ISF and the paramilitary group seized the facility. The only functioning international airport in the country has since been in Port Sudan, which itself has been targeted by drone attacks. Although Khartoum has remained relatively calm since the army retook control in March, sporadic strikes have continued, with the ISF accused of targeting military and civilian infrastructure from afar. Since losing the capital, the ISF has focused its campaign on capturing El Fasher, the army's final stronghold in the western Darfur region. The conflict, which began as a power struggle between the army and the ISF, has since drawn in other armed groups and foreign actors, leaving tens of thousands dead and displacing millions. The UN describes it as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.